This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, we are back. Very special guest joining me right now. He's written multiple books, and I think you're going to like this guy a lot. So, bestsellers, Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage, and the Concealed Handgun Manual. Also, again, he's an expert in a number of different areas. His name is Chris Byrd. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Lee. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, so we've got a lot of different things that we need to cover here. So let's start with your background. 30-plus years, firearm, safety experience. Give me a little bit about you so everybody knows who's talking.
Well, I was an officer in the Royal Military Police of the British Army, where I was a firearms instructor. I've been shooting since my dad used to take me to the range when I was a preteen, and that was in England. I've shot handguns mostly, but also rifles and to some extent shotguns. I'm an instructor here in Texas for the concealed handgun program. Well, actually, now it's the license to carry program because we now have open carry as well as concealed carry.
You like open carry, by the way, while I got you on that subject?
I'm sort of in favor of it in theory, but in practice it's not something that I would do unless I was out in the bush or hunting or something like that.
Because it seems like if I'm going to rob a restaurant and I see you with a gun, I'm going to kill you first.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
I agree. And so I want that gun to be a surprise to anybody who has the intentions of robbing or killing me or anybody who's close to me.
Right.
And that means that it's better concealed.
Would agree. I agree. All right, so let's talk about some of the key facts about, you know, carrying a gun for protection. We can get to, because I want to talk to you about Sandy Hook, too, but I want to ask you about some of the key things that people need to know about carrying a gun for protection.
Well, I guess the first thing is, you really do not want to shoot another person ever unless you're really forced into it, because it will change your life. Whether you kill them or whether you wound them, you may end up in jail. In some instances, you may end up in prison for the rest of your life. So it's not something to be considered lightly. You need to think through when you're going to use that gun before you get in a position where you have to. In other words, am I going to defend somebody on the street that is being attacked? Or am I going to only defend my wife, my children, my good friend who I happen to be with at the time? That sort of thing. But you need to think that of that stuff ahead of time so that and the last thing, one of the things in the latest edition of the Concealed Handgun Manual that I harp on a lot, it's not as dramatic or fun as going to the range and shooting, but it's something that's really important, and that is situational awareness. Basically, we do not ever want to be surprised. And when I see people wandering down the street or in their cars and they're on their cell phone and they're paying absolutely no attention to what's going on around them, those are the sort of people that robbers are looking for.
Right.
Somebody that they can surprise and overcome physically and mentally, and take whatever they want, or in some cases that may be a rape or even a murder.
Yeah. You make an interesting point and got me thinking. So you get somebody out there who trains and has their concealed carry permit and all that goes along with that. But even with all of that that they have, and even the training that they go through, if they ever get into a situation, that moment of truth is going to hit them square between the eyes. If there is a crime being committed, and maybe it's not against them, maybe a bank is getting robbed, or maybe there is a store getting robbed, or maybe there's somebody who's getting beat, or whatever, they have to make a decision as a citizen, because if they take that gun out, they've escalated that thing to another level, and they put themselves in harm's way, correct?
Correct, yes.
And that's not easy to do for a lot of people.
No, and that's why I say you need to answer as many of those questions ahead of time. When am I going to use deadly force against another person? Under what circumstances? And I cannot tell you what form the threat will take, because they're usually all different. But so you're going to have to make decisions on the move, as it were. But as much as possible, you need to figure out when you're going to use that gun and when you're not. Obviously, it's not a decision that's hard to make if a member of your family or yourself is being threatened with deadly force.
Right.
Somebody points a gun at you, and you've got a pretty good reason for shooting them.
Right.
However, even that can sometimes backfire. There was one instance that I investigated where a guy was delivering pizzas in Indianapolis, and he was delivering the last pizza. Somebody came up as he was getting into his van and held him up. He had made a decision a long time ago: nobody is ever going to rob me. So he pulled his gun and started shooting. He emptied the magazine, and I talked to the prosecutor afterwards, who made a decision, reluctantly, I think. She had no problem with him using deadly force in protection of his life, but the fact that he'd fired all 14 rounds into this guy caused her to consider why he was doing that. Well, that is something that we learn, that it's unlikely that one shot is going to solve your problem. Likely you're going to have to keep shooting until the person is no longer a threat. And so he was not prosecuted, but certainly the prosecutor, who probably doesn't know a great deal about guns and shooting people and so on and so forth, decided, as I say, reluctantly, not to prosecute it.
We're talking to Chris Burr. This is fascinating stuff. He is the author of a number of different bestsellers, including Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage and the Concealed Handgun Manual, with a lot of different things going on surrounding a lot of that stuff. So how do you survive one of these shootings? What's the best piece of advice that you can give? Let me ask you this, too. This is a double-part question, and I'm sorry to do it like this, but I was wondering it, and if I don't ask it now, maybe I'll forget. Sometimes folks like you get into this line of work because something had happened to you in the past. Did anything happen to you in the past that caused you to go in this direction?
No, not really. Okay. I have just been interested in guns and shooting.
Okay, so you weren't held up
my life pretty well. Yeah. As I said, off a program that my father used to take me to the range.
Okay.
When I was was he was an officer in the British Army, and he'd take me to the range, and at that stage I'd be shooting rifles. But,
Well, I have a friend of mine. The reason why I bring it up is I have a friend of mine who is very, very pro-Second Amendment, and he talks about it constantly, but that it was born from the fact that he was, you know, he had a gun stuck in his face when he was younger, and, you know, he said he'd never let that happen to him again. So I think there are some people out there who fit that category.
I think there's quite a lot of women who get into this self-defense thing.
Yeah.
Either they've been raped or robbed, but something is causing them, as you say, some incident has happened to make them particularly interested in not ever being put in that vulnerable position again.
Yep, absolutely. Listen, I don't want to run out of time without asking you, because you've written a book essentially about something that happened here in our own backyard, our Sandy Hook situation, which was an absolute horrible tragedy.
Well, it as you say, it was a great tragedy. It was something that shouldn't happen, but unfortunately nowadays mass shootings occur. And often nobody was expecting it to happen in an elementary school, maybe a high school, something like that. But so this was certainly unexpected. Basically, some of the people who trained police officers and civilians realized that the best way to cope with something like Sandy Hook is to have armed teachers who carry guns concealed, so nobody knows who's got a gun, who hasn't.
Right.
But even in the response time, I forget exactly what it was, but it wasn't very long. The police turned up pretty quickly.
We're talking with gun expert Chris Bird with a couple of books out, and I'll get to that in a little bit more. But I got to take a quick break, Chris. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, a very special guest joining us. And we were just getting into the details about Sandy Hook. So if you can continue with that, our guest is Chris Bird, who's written a number of books focusing in predominantly on gun safety and how to stay safe during a shooting. Chris, a little bit more about Sandy Hook.
What was it, 20 children? And several teachers were killed. Yep. And so the best, even with, you know, a couple of minutes or 5 minutes or so, it's enough time for the bad guy to do what he wants to do before the police arrive. If, however, you've got teachers with training, who know what they're doing, they're protecting the students. This is something that really developed as a result of Sandy Hook. And now there are a lot of states. Texas here has several programs for armed teachers, and quite a lot of other states do as well. There is an unfortunate side effect to this, in that you'll find that a lot of urban schools they will have a school resource officer, maybe a deputy sheriff, something like that, who is on scene. However, when you're talking about a school of several thousand kids, then they can't, one officer can't be in all places at once. So it's better to have several people who are able to defend the children. The first place in Texas to allow teachers to carry was Harold School District, which is right up by the Oklahoma border. And it is 17 miles from the sheriff's office. So their response time, the police may get there in half an hour. Obviously, this wasn't something that that would solve the problem in reasonable time. But even with urban districts where, you know, you might have a 5-minute response time to officers turning up, Columbine is an example. There, it was 45 minutes before a SWAT team went in to take out the bad guys, and during that time, there were police officers outside. In those days, it was a question of secure the perimeter and wait for the SWAT team. Well, that didn't work too well, and so things have changed. One of the things that we see here is that sheriff's offices, police departments are now teaching mass shooting responses, whether it it be adults or children. They'll put on a an evening's program teaching people what they should do. Basically, the in various forms, it's teaching you to escape, run, hide, or fight. And fight is the last one, but it may not be. You may not have the opportunity to run or even to hide. And hiding is definitely something that's a little problematical, because in the Pulse nightclub in Florida, a lot of people chose to escape by going into the bathroom. The killer followed them in and shot them. So hiding is not necessarily the best option, and fighting is something that should be the last option. However, it may be something that you've got to do pretty much immediately.
Chris Bird is his name. Chris, I wish I could talk longer, but I got to run. I'm out of time. The books, you can go out and get these. You've got the Concealed Handgun Manual and Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. Any other books folks need to look at that you put out there?
The other one that is Thank God I Had a Gun, True Accounts of Self-Defense.
Okay, my friend. Chris, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time today, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Lee.
Have a great day. Appreciate it. All right. I do got to run. I'm running late. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is signing bipartisan legislation that cracks down on robocalls. The bill, sponsored by Virginia Democrat Mark Warner, gives the FCC authority to hand out civil penalties of up to $10,000 per call on people who intentionally violate telemarketing restrictions. An estimated 26 billion robocalls are made to Americans each year. Thousands of police officers are patrolling in and around Times Square as folks pack the area to ring in the new year. NYPD Chief Dermon Shea says the department is ready for the event.
This is going to be one of the most well-policed, well-protected celebrations in the entire world.
Police will be using drones to keep a bird's-eye view on things, and there will be bomb-sniffing dogs and heavily armed counterterrorism teams. The NYPD's chief of counterterrorism says Times Square is probably the safest place on Earth this New Year's Eve. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Special guest joining me right now, former state representative out in Colorado, former Navy chaplain. They call him Chaps, right?
Yes, sir, Chaps. Gordon Klingon Schmidt. I'm honored to be on your show, and God bless you in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. I appreciate it. So, you know, you're out there on the left coast out there in Colorado where pot was made famous again, right?
Well, yes, marijuana was legalized here about 6 years ago by the wisdom of the voters, less than 1 ounce possession and under age 21. Of course, as a legislator, I voted no on marijuana. Sometimes if the vote was 64-1 in the state house, I was the only one to vote no. Honestly, it's created a whole lot of problems here in Colorado that are about to be distributed nationwide in all 50 states. The U.S. Congress, particularly the House Judiciary Committee, just passed House Resolution 3884, which would take marijuana off of the Schedule 1 list of banned substances and make it illegal in all legal in all 50 states if the states don't otherwise disapprove that. And I think that's a big mistake. It's coming to the House of Representatives for a floor vote, and then after that it may pass the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump might veto, but there is a big concern now that marijuana will come to your region, and I encourage you, do not follow Colorado's bad example. We've had too many negative consequences.
There's not a doctor that I have on, and I have on many. There's not one that I have on that says marijuana is the way to go. And not only for the obvious direct reasons, but the indirect reasons, like some of the things that maybe people don't even realize are happening. There's no question that it slows reaction time, motor function. It definitely dulls the senses. But, you know, you're ingesting smoke. I mean, people think, oh, well, it's a lot safer than cigarettes. I don't know if that's true or not, but I would still think that it's got to have cancer-causing agents in it as well, right?
Well, that's not the main factor. Of course, in the long run, of course, cancer can kill people. But in the short term, immediately, it causes fatalities in driving accidents.
Right.
Because there's such a high THC potency to make people high, we have now seen people arrested, of course, and fatalities up in Colorado for driving under the influence of something being poisoned and admitted to hospitals at a record pace. Because the retailers put it in candy, they put pot infused into lollipops and ribbon candy without proper labeling. Adults leave this laying around, and children ingest it and go to the hospital. We've seen an increase. I think 69% of pot users admit to driving under the influence, and 24% say they do this every day. So we've seen an increase in traffic fatalities. Also, homelessness is way up.
Right.
You walk around Denver, and there's twice as many homeless people as there used to be, whether they came here for the pot or they just dropped out of high school and couldn't get a job. We've seen a problem in employment. While the Trump economy is booming and employers have all kinds of technological jobs offered to the public, they cannot fill those jobs because we do not have a sober workforce. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled it's okay to fire an employee if he comes to work high or if he fails a drug test. And so a lot of the workforce problem is caused by an inability to find young people who are able to meet those requirements.
So, in other words, in Colorado right now, it's legal to smoke whatever you want, be high, eat the gummy bears, but if you show up for work, your boss can drug test you and you fail, you're out?
Yes, that's right. And honestly, there's a lot of highly technical jobs. Of course, the military will not admit you if you had even one puff of one marijuana cigarette any time in your life.
Right.
But operating heavy machinery or even construction jobs are not available to people who cannot maintain their sobriety.
Right.
It's just destructive to people's ability to get out of their mom's basement. We ought to care more about our kids and this new millennial generation. They need to be self-motivated, and unfortunately marijuana is not helping.
Doc, what about the idea that there's this I don't know, it's a false premise that either I function at a higher level when I'm high, I drive better when I'm high. It's a bunch of garbage, correct?
Yeah, that's just not right. When people are distracted or they cannot concentrate or they're otherwise impaired, if you need something for medical purposes, try the hemp oil. CBD has no THC. It doesn't make you high and may have some of the same medicinal benefits. Otherwise, marijuana is more akin to morphine. It's a painkiller. It really doesn't heal anything, but it does maybe, reduce your anxiety or your pain otherwise.
Right.
I don't see how. In fact, the Centennial Institute just came out with a study showing that for every $1 of tax revenue that is raised, that there are $4.50 in social costs that go out the window. We have seen not only the increase in high school dropout rate, but the hospitalizations, the law enforcement problem, the cartels or the cabals. They come here to Colorado. They buy a $250,000 house in the suburbs. They will fill it. They'll put tinfoil on the windows. They will fill it with fluorescent lighting and grow up to 1,000 marijuana plants in a suburban house. They'll jack up everybody's electricity bills, and then they abandon the house. It's ruined forever. But they'll sell the pot for $7 million and abandon the house that can never be lived in again because it rots the drywall, the ceiling, everything. The house must be torn down. The cartels don't care about this. They export the high-potency THC marijuana that they grow here. They export it not only to Kansas, Nebraska, but also back to Mexico, where it's apparently better quality here than what they could grow back home.
It's cheaper then to grow this stuff and sell it still illegally out there than it is to buy it legally? Is that where we are right now with that?
Yes. The black market has spiked. People thought if you legalize it, there won't be a black market. No, the black market is double. There's an addiction problem here. I think marijuana, studies show, is still an addictive substance, probably far worse than nicotine, but we see a lot of young people doing vaping now just right. With vapor and nicotine. That's the gateway drug. Marijuana is the drug. It permanently alters your brain paths, and it creates a slavery dependency relationship between neighbors. I happen to be very libertarian in my politics. I'm a little bit conservative, and as a legislator, I've always voted no on tax hikes and things like that because I believe in smaller government. People say, don't you want to legalize drugs because that creates more liberty? I say, no, it actually creates slavery. When you have addictive substances, and this is especially true in the narcotics and the heroin products that are on our streets, you create a dependency between the seller, the dealer, and the buyer, the neighbor. So when one person owns their neighbor, and every day the neighbor has to come over and turn over their money, or women turn over their body to get their fix, then what is the government's job in that situation? Should we tax it and profit from the sale of slavery, or should we step in to free the slaves? I'm of the party of Abraham Lincoln. I happen to be Republican. I think we ought to free the slaves.
Where can folks learn more about you?
I've written a book about some of these topics. It's called How to Liberate the World in 30 Days, a step-by-step guide to take back your country. The book is available on Amazon, but also at our website, prayinjesusname.org. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org. Click on the online bookstore and look for How to Liberate the World in 30 Days.
Now, you mentioned CBD. And what's your whole take on that effectiveness in moving forward? I mean, do you think that's something, a wave of the future? I know there are a lot of businesses start up that are featuring this, but in your sense, do you think it's definitely worth it, worthwhile, and it's going to be helpful for folks down the road?
No, I really don't. I think it's an herbal remedy. It's not prescription. It's not reliable. It doesn't have the same testable qualities that they would have in a lab. I think it's just a fad, honestly. But it is without the THC that makes you high. So it's at least better alternative. If you're looking for something that has the same healing properties but doesn't make you high, hemp oil and CBD are probably a better alternative. It's available in a lot of drugstores now. I don't know if it should be. It's not prescription. It's not really FDA approved. But it is, you know, something that people are looking toward as an alternative.
All right. How about marijuana just for pain relief in general?
Well,
I mean, you want to legalize? Would you legalize it if it really helped with folks with pain?
I would treat the source of the pain. You know, if you have an infection in your leg, you want to take antibiotics and clean the wound, right? If you have psychological pain, and as a Navy chaplain, I work with a lot of veterans. If they have PTSD, you want to treat the source of the pain and get counseling for your memories. Don't just mask it. If you mask it with substances, you know, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, narcotics, whatever, you're not healing the pain. You're just treating, I guess, you're treating the symptoms without getting to the root of the problem.
Gotcha. One more time, where can folks learn more about you, get your book?
Thank you. My name is Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, Dr. Chaps. Our website is PrayInJesusName.org. Again, sign up for our free email alerts when you visit PrayInJesusName.org.
All right, Chaps, much thanks. I got to run. I'm running a little bit late, but thank you as always. And, again, I guess it's up to you as to whether or not you go down that rocky road of marijuana. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We'll take a quick
break. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and Unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Everybody, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Final break before we wrap it up, day after Christmas Day. And Arthur Wicknick, our good friend, who is not only is an author of the book Nonsense, he's also been on the History Channel a number of times. He's been on with us here on this show a couple of different times. And Arthur, I just wanted you to kind of come on tonight and tell everybody, you know, in a couple minutes if you can, what it was like serving in Vietnam or in any hostile area during a time of aggression and during war.
Well, you know, Christmas time is a time of the year that, you know, everybody thinks about family, being together and things like that. And when you're in the military and out of the country, it's tough. It's got to be doubly tough on the family who are left behind because they don't know what's happening, what the situation is with their child. But it's also tough on us. Because, like when I was in Vietnam, it's 95 degrees, about 95% humidity. You know, I'm from the Northeast, so I want to see snow. I want to see Christmas lights.
Right.
And I don't see any of that.
Right.
And there wasn't even anybody in a cheap Santa Claus costume.
Right.
So here we are. We're stuck in this situation. And one of the brighter spots was the Bob Hope Show came to Camp Evans, which was the base camp next to us. But I was not allowed to go because I was not a model soldier.
A bad boy.
Yeah, I was a bad boy.
Right.
So somebody had to stay behind and do a bunker line guard duty, and I was selected for that,
yes.
Which is no big deal because, you know, my guys went to the show and had a great time. But, you know, it is so difficult to be there in that situation. And, you know, I just can't help but think about what my parents are going through. Their Christmas is probably fine, but someone's missing from the family. There's an empty seat at the table.
Right. And every car that drives up in the driveway, every, you know, piece of mail that they get, every knock on the door they get could be, you know, that horrible news.
It could be a notification.
Yeah.
And it's not like today where, you know, you get instant notification, you know what's going on. Back
right.
then, mail took a week to 10 days to
yeah.
get from one country to the other and get a response back.
Right.
But also, you know, we were also losing at the height of the Vietnam War up to 300 young men a week killed.
Wow.
So, you know, death was all around the country.
Sure.
And, you know, parents everywhere were probably on pins and needles all during that time.
Arthur Wicknick, the author of the book Nonsense, again, he is also featured in Vietnam, History of Vietnam?
Vietnam in HD.
Vietnam in HD, sorry, on the History Channel, and it's really good. If you haven't seen that, you got to go check that out, because it's really a good, it's well done. All right, before we run out of time, because we only have a couple minutes left, you told me an interesting story about the exodus of Vietnam and how that came to be. So how did that work?
Well, in 1973 was our military, you know, we had already signed the peace accords in 1973. So for all intents and purposes, nearly all military units have been pulled out of Vietnam. But in April of 75, the North Vietnamese put on a huge offensive and decided to it was time for them to take the country back from the South Vietnamese. And it was working quite well from the enemy's point of view. They did like a blitzkrieg coming down from the south and from the central highlands and heading towards the capital of South Vietnam, which was Saigon at the time. And as this progressed in a very bad way for us, for our side, the Americans knew that we're going to have to evacuate.
Right.
So in April 75, they gave out a booklet, a 15-page booklet, that had the evacuation instructions. And one of the instructions was a map that showed all the locations where helicopters will be able to pick you up and bring you to offshore areas.
Right.
But they had to be a signal to so everyone would know exactly, you know, when this evacuation was going to occur. So here it is. It's April. And one of the best ways to put something over the radio in April to get your attention is to play a Christmas song.
Right.
And that's what they did. So, but the thing of it is, a lot of the South Vietnamese who were loyal to us, who we also wanted to protect and have them be part of the evacuation, they don't know American Christmas songs.
Right.
So they had to be taught
right.
Ahead of time what to listen for.
So if you heard this one certain song, it was time to
get out of Dodge.
Get out of Dodge.
So I'm certain everyone already had their bags packed, just waiting for the signal to leave.
What was the signal? What was the final announcement?
Well, the final announcement was the temperature in Saigon is 105 degrees and rising, followed by a Christmas song.
This one. Listen, Arthur, always a pleasure when you stop in. I thank you for that story, and I thank you for all that. Everybody, thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Wayne will be back tomorrow night. Thanks for listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.